Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do not disturb yourself by imagining your whole life at once. That Marcus Aurelius guy, he knew what he was talking about when he said that. And it's certainly as true today than it ever has been, maybe even more so. And this definitely falls into the category of we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed, because you are no doubt a very smart, highly capable, competent person who gets a lot of things done, who's very productive and efficient and all the things. Yet here we are, still wanting things to come a lot faster than they really come, trying to force things, not recognizing that things are so impermanent. There's just so much going on. We have misaligned expectations, timing, all of it. But Marcus was right. Do not disturb yourself. Don't wreck yourself by trying to figure all of it out all at the same time, because that is just not possible. You know that Rome wasn't built in a day. You know that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You know that mastery over whatever domain or thing that you're working to master takes time. You know that relationships take form and deepen very slowly, even though sometimes we want them to begin really quickly, and sometimes we want them to end equally as quickly. And why is this all happening? Why do we have this expectation that life is going to unfold any other way than incrementally and kind of slowly? Because our expectations have almost literally been hijacked. We have the conditioning of wanting things to happen and be in our hands and our possession really quickly. So it's a psychological thing, but it's also a physiological thing all at the same time. Right now, we're living inside the most efficient reward distribution machine that's ever been, number one, thought about, and then number two, actually created. Hungry? Want something to eat? Couple of taps, boom, shows up. You want affirmation? Swipe whichever direction that you desire to swipe and get the thing that you really want or that you don't really want. You want right now, or see the thing that you want to see, whatever it might be. Whatever it is, you want novelty, stimulation, distraction, escape? Well, we've got these fancy little algorithms anticipating, knowing us oftentimes better than we know ourselves, and it's doing that work before I actually consciously feel it. And that is doing things to us. It is creating some powerful, like really powerful effects. You're familiar with dopamine. I'm mildly familiar with dopamine. But our system shifts from effort to expectation, because dopamine used to be primarily a motivation chemical. But now it behaves more like a delivery confirmation notice. Your food has arrived. Whatever. The box is now outside of your door. So it's changed. It used to be a driver of doing something. Now it is, again, the notification that it's happened, whatever it might be. So our brains no longer are rewarding the pursuit of said thing. It's expecting the payoff of the thing, and really, really quickly. And when our lives don't deliver that thing instantly, it feels more like something is going wrong. When we're used to wanting, pressing, getting in a really short loop, when we want and then we don't get, our expectations are hijacked. And then our tolerance for whatever frustration between wanting and not getting, that tolerance is going to go down because I just don't have a very high tolerance for having to wait. So once you're accustomed to speed, slowness feels like it's like a personal affront or an insult. So you want to learn how to play guitar? Way too slow. You want to build a worthwhile career? That's a lot of uncertainty. You interested in developing some form of emotional maturity? That's pretty uncomfortable. Entrepreneurship? Side hustles? Oof, that's a pretty humbling experience. Because it's not going to go the way that I want it to right away. It's going to take a lot of time. So our instant gratification, which is all around us, and it's something that you and I engage in, and I do it willfully and happily, but it's training our nervous systems to look at anything that is not coming to us immediately, anything that's slow, as a form of kind of danger, which is a disaster, because everything in your life that you've ever gotten and that you ever will get that is meaningful will take time. No doubt about it. Anything meaningful, worthwhile will be difficult and it will take time. And so what happens is our identities, they start to become fragile. Our whole identity begins to become a little bit fragile. When worth is tied to performance and performance is expected to be immediate, our self, our identity becomes a little bit brittle. When we have a setback, it starts to feel like a crisis as opposed to what it is, which is a simple setback. Failure, even one little failure, feels like this existential thing. And one slow period of time, a slow week or quarter, feels like a death sentence. So, impermanence, we have always struggled with the reality of impermanence. And when you compound all of those factors I just talked about, that impermanence, it's frightening. It can be a terrifying thing. We've built our identities, we've built how we're interacting with the world based on speed and not depth. We're doing it on immediacy, not on endurance. We've all sort of become the hare in the tortoise and the hare, just racing from one thing to the next. It's all about immediacy. It's not based on that slow and steady wins the race that we all know to be the real and the correct thing. And so Marcus Aurelius reminds us, don't look at the whole mountain. You can't consume your entire life in one bite. Just focus on the next step. Just focus on the next step. Brick by brick. One thing at a time. The things that matter the most to you, the things that matter the most, your work, your craft, whatever it is that you're doing, your relationships.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, there's that famous Harvard Grant study that followed people for over 100 years at this point, trying to figure out what makes for a rich and meaningful life. And they figured out that it's our connections to the other people on the planet, to the other humans, how we're interacting with them, the quality of those relationships. That's what makes life worthwhile. It's what makes for a rich, happy, contented life. Your character, who you are as a person, that's not fast. Yeah, we can make shifts for sure in the impermanent nature of who we are and our relationship. Everything demands that your character is ever evolving, but it's still your character. You are maturing. Your preferences are changing. Your know-how, everything, so long as we're trying, is getting better. Think about the worst kind of potential. The worst kind of potential is the people that already achieved it. And you know them. I'm sure it's not you, but you know the people that peaked in high school. And all they could talk about is the game-winning touchdown that they caught or they threw or whatever. And the rest is sort of just flat. Well, that's the opposite of the potential I want. I want my potential to be absolutely infinite. Instead of me reaching my pinnacle when I was 18 years old, I'm interested in having the entire universe of potential open to me. And I pursue that every day. That's what I really want. Your purpose, mastery, what you find meaning in, your ability to endure, to love, to lead, to create. These are all things that are not instantaneous. These are all things that are slow. None of them show up with a click. There's no easy button. They must be earned and then re-earned and then re-earned again. I think a lot of people, they realize that, like, oh my gosh, getting what I really want is hard. And I'm just not interested in that level of hard. So I'm going to talk myself into just being right here, just kind of being comfortable. And once we decide that comfort is the highest virtue that we can have, the highest level of attainment, well, that's when we fold our cards, we push our chair back from the table, we get up and we go sit on the couch. We got to earn it every day. Got to get up, do your work, earn it every day. And that work is slow because that work is real. To grow as a human being is to dig. It's to put your shovel into the ground, remove the earth, put the shovel back into the ground, remove the earth. To dig is to sweat, to perspire. And to sweat is that friendly reminder that you, brothers and sisters, are alive. So you start with that shovel, and then what's going to happen is you're going to need a better shovel. Eventually, you can upgrade to equipment that can move the earth that you once feared, because as you dig deeper, soil hardens. It's not punishment. This is progress. That is progress. That is a celebration. The ground becomes firmer at depth because you are becoming somebody capable of meeting firmer ground. I was listening to a recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, and he had John Cena as his guest. And if you know who John Cena is, he's one of the most famous WWE superstars, so he's a professional wrestler. And you can roll your eyes at that, do whatever you like. But this gentleman has been a professional wrestler for 25 years, 17-time, I believe, world champion. And he was telling a story about how, and this is now, we're connecting dots looking backwards, but he was telling stories that he almost got cut, which means he almost got fired, which means the career, one of the greatest careers of any human being, certainly for professional wrestlers, which has brought him worldwide fame, fortune that I can't even imagine, and just notoriety and just, you know, plenty. He said he was on the verge of getting cut, and then he made a change and let his real personality come out. And he got the opportunity to go back out in the ring, and he got a response. And in that world of professional wrestling, it's all about, are you able to elicit a response? That's important. But what happened is he thought he was done. But then he got one more opportunity, and he got a response, and he got another opportunity to go back in the ring. There was no promise. There was no certainty. There was no always. It was just come back tomorrow. He went out there, he performed, come back tomorrow. He went out, he performed, come back tomorrow. And then he built it from there to become one of the most effective, successful, best wrestlers of all time. So 25 years later, you look at his career and be like, oh, totally inevitable. Totally inevitable, but it never was. It never was. I think that's extraordinary. I love hearing stories like that. It was one man meeting impermanence with presence, persistence, with courage, tenacity. The slow road only looks slow until you see where that road leads. And here's the thing about always is that there is no always. Always doesn't exist. In the moment, always, it's always going to be like this. That's always going to be around. I'm always going to feel this way. I'm always going to look that way. I'm always going to have these people in my life. I'm always going to be able to do this. Impermanence is not the threat of all of this. It is the curriculum. It's the teacher. I was sitting outside with my daughter, who's, you know, 2.5 years old. We're sitting outside, and it was an absolutely beautiful afternoon, and it was a beautiful afternoon because she was snuggling with me, and so that's a special thing. But I'm looking out at the, just sort of out, and from my yard I can see, in the distance, these mountains, and it's facing sort of northeast, and I see these planes coming over, and these planes are coming from really everywhere in the United States. I live in Arizona. And so it's a busy airport, and just one after another. And as soon as one would get close, it was big enough, you could look back to the horizon and see another plane coming. And I thought for a split second, there's always another, there's always another, but that's not how it goes, because there's not always anything. Life is not a conveyor belt of guarantees. There's no always. It's not an always for airplanes. There's not an always for seasons. There's not an always for opportunities. There's not an always for relationships. Not for you and not for me. Everything that you hold on to is on loan from time. And when we're attached to things, it's pretending that that loan is ownership. So think about that. And then think about, what are you holding on to too tightly? This idea of detaching from things is a tricky one. It's tricky. It's this Buddhist idea that life is suffering, and the alleviation of that suffering is cultivating a detachment from that suffering or from those things. So therefore, you won't have the suffering, because everything is impermanent. Youth, beauty, your energy levels, it's just all of it is impermanent. God willing, one day I'll be an older version of me with even more gray hair.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But it's all by the grace of God. So, I don't want you to detach from everything. That's not wisdom. That's just apathy. But you should notice what we're absolutely gripping onto and, you know, giving ourselves that white knuckle look and feel. So what if if lost would unravel your sense of self? So what are you holding on to so tightly that if you lost it would totally unravel? Is it a title, a role that you have, a relationship, some kind of a story about your past, or the story of your past? As Nietzsche whispered, if this thing vanishes, would you vanish with it? What do you fear changing? Fear is attachment in disguise. So what are you really afraid of? Just if this were to change, what do you fear most about that? And what do you revisit mentally out of fear, not love? So the thing you keep going back to, you know that most of our thoughts are the same over and over again, 80%. We're just recycling our same thoughts. So what do you continually revisit? And is it out of fear versus love? And that is not affection. That's captive. You're a captive to that. And what if you held it lightly? What about if you were to reduce your grip on this thing? You know that saying, if you love something, let it go and it comes back. If it comes back to you, it's meant to be yours. It's that kind of thing. So if you reduced your grip on that thing, not letting it go, just loosening it enough to breathe. And then finally, what is life trying to remove from your closed hand so it can place something bigger in your now open hand? Think about that. It's a hard question. It's also the one that begins the entire transformation that I am advocating that you consider. So, in reference to impermanence and the people that we love, this is, for lack of a better term, a tender edge of the blade. How do we face the inevitability of losing the people that we love? This would be one of those things that you would get used to, just like you get used to jumping into an ice bath. Never, ever easy. Never easy. Always really an uncomfortable thing. And I think that the wisdom is to love these people so fiercely that losing them would break you, but you still choose to love them anyway. The Buddhist perspective on this would say that, you know, love is never wasted, and unfortunately, loss is never optional. Love is never wasted. Loss is never optional. It's going to happen. So thinking about it in the context of that, am I loving this person as they are or as I want them to remain? I think that attachment really freezes people. And love sets them free. If I knew that we had limited time, which I know that I do, and I know that you do, how would you show up today? I think that impermanence, which we're all experiencing, it clarifies our level of devotion. And then what truth am I avoiding because I'm pretending to have forever? With the people that you care for and you love, what truth are you avoiding because you're thinking and acting like you've just got an unlimited amount of time? And then have you given this person the gift of your presence? Are you clinging and being present? Because those cannot exist. We cannot be clingy and be fully present. We have to embrace that it's impermanent. And with a lightly gripped hand, that is how we're going to really be present. And can I allow love without demanding permanence? Can I allow love without demanding permanence? Like, who can we demand permanence of? It's like we demand, we become authoritarian and we demand compliance and we demand permanence. It's my way or the highway, but that's just not how it is. And so too, give love, to give our fullest presence and attention without permanence. That's courage. I think that that's a really courageous action. So how do we become more comfortable with that loss? It's not happening all at once, although sometimes it is. There's no solution to this. There's not an answer. It's not A, B, or C. It is a practice. It's what you do. I think that you could start by ending things on purpose. Start retiring identities that no longer fit you. Get rid of and clean up these old stories that we're telling ourselves that are keeping us stuck where we are. Finish things. I think that what I've discovered is that those things that give me anxiety in my life, that stress me out, that give me more gray hair, are those unfinished things, those open loops. Close them. Finish them. We need to practice ending things so that we're not destroyed by them. Noticing small changes without resisting them. I mean, small changes are always happening. Our seasons are our teachers. Your body's changing. Your psychological health is changing. Your emotional well-being and health is changing. Everything is always changing.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And embracing that without fighting against them. I'm not saying you just let it all go. And I eat right. I exercise. I lift weights. I'm learning. I'm constantly pursuing my ultimate potential without resisting the fact that as I'm gaining, I'm also losing, which is a feature, not a bug, of human beings. Because if we just were static, if I was a 25-year-old version of me, whatever age that you feel like you were at your peak, 18, 25, 35, 40, whatever, to go through life as that person with those capabilities and those abilities, it's kind of like playing a video game where your player doesn't fatigue, where you can just be at the highest level the whole time. It's fun, but that's not how it goes. That is not how life goes. Yin and yang. I'm energetic. I'm tired. I'm mad. I'm happy. It's nighttime. It's daytime. You get the idea. To have one without the other, number one, it's not how it goes. But number two, it's not what you would want. I don't want everything to be the same. I don't want the same as everybody else. I want to fully embrace and to fully lean into who I am to get the most out of this, because foundationally and fundamentally, I've got one crack at this, as you do too. So I think that we have to appreciate things without possessing them or viewing things as our possessions, because very little of these things are ours, if anything at all. Nothing is. I don't own you. I only get to love you. If you adopt that, I think you're going to see a lot of things changing. And that grief and loss is the price of admission for all of this. And admission is the privilege of having lived alongside another soul. So holding on to life as though you're holding a handful of sand, if you tighten your grip, it's probably going to slip away. But if you hold it gently, it'll rest lightly in your palm. Going back to this whole planes experience / analogy / metaphor, there's going to be a time where no new dots are going to be appearing on the horizon. No new planes coming. No new mornings. No second chances. No new chances. No next time. Which is exactly why this moment right now matters. Not because it lasts, but because it doesn't last. Impermanence is not a threat. It's not the threat. It is an invitation. It is the invitation. The reminder to love well, to hold lightly, to show up fully, to move dirt daily, and let life land and lift off again without needing it to stay. We must understand and accept the impermanent realities of being human beings and living. We must give ourselves great expectations to live up to, and we must embrace the slow work of becoming. And I advocate that you embrace your expectations and your reputation of, I am the person who will become the highest and best version of me. I recognize that what I can be, I must be, and I understand and appreciate that none of it's mine. It's borrowed. And I'm going to do the best I can with the time that I have. And it's always, always going to be one at a time. Do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works. For members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.